Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Yahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Yes, if you can hear in my voice, I'm sick again. I feel like I was just sick and then now I'm sick again. And this is what it's like in the middle of November and December to work with children. Mm-hmm. You're just always constantly sick.
So y'all can hear it in her voice that she's sick. And also some of you can maybe hear that she is
pregnant. Do I sound pregnant?
No, I'm just kidding.
That'd be funny. Like, yeah. I feel like that's something one of my kids would say. Like, yeah. You sound pregnant.
Because I am.
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah, I am expecting. I'm expecting another baby boy. Woo. If everything works well, he should be here March of 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why. Well, actually, no, I feel like y'all don't really know the behind the scenes, but my first pregnancy was very mellow, no symptoms, no nothing. This one, unfortunately, was not the same case. First mm-hmm. trimester was pretty hard, but we made it. We're in the second trimester now. Yeah. We're feeling great, feeling back to me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my little secret.
Yeah, it's out now.
Shout out to Steph because she was holding it down while I was over there being pregnant AF. So yeah.
I was like one of the first to know.
Yeah. Right?
Well, like after your family, you know. And I was like, oh my God, we need a prep. Because that's what we did last time. We prepared for your maternity leave last time. And that's what we're doing this time too. So yeah. Don't worry. We'll still have episodes.
Aside from like pregnanting podcasts, I think you and I we are not procrastinators.
Yeah.
Like even in college, I remember like we were not mm-hmm. procrastinating. Like if I had a paper due Wednesday, my paper was done and ready to turn in by like Monday.
Yeah.
Because my anxiety just could never.
Yeah. I do think you were better at it.
You think so?
In college. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I super plan for the podcast. Because like, you know, things pop up. Like, you know, sometimes like we get sick or you're a mom, you know, sometimes you want to do a family activity versus like recording, right? So we plan to have weekends off and you know, so we can do our regular life things, you know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely am like a super planner. Like I want to prepare for like more than what is like, I guess, advised.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's always good. It's always good to have cushion just in everything in mm-hmm. life, honestly. So yeah, so that's kind of what's been happening in our personal lives, mm-hmm. getting ready for baby number two. And yeah, but como dijo Steph, no worries. Cuento Crimen is still here. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. We're already prepping, como dijo ella. Y pues ahora les traemos un nuevo caso. And today's case, I stumbled upon on TikTok, actually. And I remember seeing the video, hearing the video, and sending it to Steph. And like, Steph, this case has to be written down in our list. And I think, I don't know, what made me furious was just the sentence that the person responsible got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When she sent this video, like it made my blood boil for lots of reasons. And like Tierra Hall was only 17 years old. So it's like, you know, almost leaving high school, almost mm-hmm. getting a taste of, you know, adult life. So I think that that's really like unfortunate. And just the way that she was brutally murdered by her ex-boyfriend.
And, you know, a lot of these cases, you know, where a significant other murders their significant others por posesión, por celos, you know, and just all those nasty things. And honestly, like, it's just so sickening and tiring having to repeat, like, women are not your properties. And even men, too, you know, because there's also men, mm-hmm. right, that deal with this. And it's like people belong to themselves. Like, no one belongs to you. Like, everyone's their own person. And it just honestly sucks que en veces. As you just in those castles, mm-hmm. you know, like people just, or jealousy just takes over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been one too many. And I just hope that, you know, we're making progress and like,
I think
in,
just like
reducing these numbers, you know?
Yeah. We're just becoming like also like more aware of like,
yeah.
What is it like to see the red flags early on or, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. what is acceptable? What is unacceptable?
Yeah.
And just knowing your worth.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. Like, I think social media, pros and cons to it. Mm-hmm. But one really good one is people sharing their stories.
Yeah.
And people like saying like, oh, okay, so that's a red flag. So, yeah.
Kind of reflecting like, oh man, I'm in the exact same boat. Mm-hmm. Like, something's happening. Pero bueno, antes de empezar, we would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics. Les queremos dar una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
Tierra tenía 17 años y ella vivía con su mamá, Cotea, and I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that, and they lived in Durham, North Carolina, and they had actually just moved there 3 years prior. Ellas se mudaron de Texas.
And 3 years is not that much, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it takes a while to get used to your new lifestyle and then, like, letting go of what you've always known, right?
It also because a year goes by super fast.
Yes, time is going by so fast. Pero parecía que a Tierra le gustaba vivir en North Carolina. And it sounded like she had a good transition. It wasn't difficult. And it seems like she was liking this new start, this new lifestyle.
Yeah. And that's awesome to hear. Mm-hmm. Honestly, because sometimes, like, new beginnings, especially, like, during this stage in your life, I feel like could be hard.
Mm-hmm.
So Tierra, from what she was described as, seemed to have been a beautiful person inside and out. Todos la descubrieron as someone who was goofy. Dicen que a ella le gustaba hacer reír a los demás.
Yeah, she was described as a social butterfly. She had a lots of friends. So she, you know, was someone that could make friends easily. You know, that's why she adapted so well and didn't have a hard time transitioning.
Yeah, it is safe to say that she was striving in Jordan High School, which was where she was attending. And it makes me happy to saber que ya no estaba batallando with the transition of a new place.
Yeah, I have to agree because there's so many stories of kids and teenagers struggling to adjust to life changes, you know? El viernes 27 de marzo del año 2015 era el último día de la escuela before spring break.
And it was a normal day for Tierra. She was getting ready for school. She was actually really excited because she was going to have her spring break. And I mean, who wouldn't be, right? Like, I remember those days.
Yeah, it was definitely really nice from, like, going to school every day to getting that little break, you know?
It's like a relief. Like, yes. This is my last day and that's it.
Yeah, and like that little break before, like, the big break in summer, you know? So, yeah. So, anyways, Tierra se alistó y se fue a la escuela, todo normal. She said her goodbyes and the I love you to her mom and went about her day.
Y ya en la tarde, when it was time for Tierra to return back home, she didn't. Y al principio su mamá no se preocupó, you know, like as she's watching the time get later and later. Ella pensó que quizás Tierra se había ido con una amiga, you know, it was the last day of school technically, so maybe they decided to go out and celebrate. Y ya cuando se hizo noche, la mamá de Tierra pensó que quizás Tierra decided to sleep over a friend's house or something.
And let's remember, she is a high schooler and I guess every family is different. So in this case, it seemed like Tierra had some freedom and trust with her mom. So, you know, maybe that's why she thought like, oh, maybe she is sleeping over. I mean, overall, like Tierra was a young teen. So, yeah. So things kind of happened quickly y desafortunadamente la mamá de Tierra no tuvo tiempo de preocuparse porque luego al siguiente día el cuerpo de Tierra fue encontrado.
El 28 de marzo un hombre llamó al 911 diciendo que él y su pareja iban caminando cuando miraron a una muchacha durmiendo, or at least it seemed like she was asleep, en una casa abandonada por Trotter Ridge.
Cuando la policía llegó a la casa, they knew right away that the girl was deceased. Ella tenía puesto some gray sweatpants and a t-shirt that had Elmo on the front of it.
La policía describió the scene as very brutal. And when they started looking around right off the bat, they realized that the girl had been stabbed 14 times and part of the weapon was still stuck in her cheek.
Police also saw the words, and I quote, Keen K, the savage. End quote, written on the door. And it was clear that this was a homicide. It wasn't long after they were able to identify the body as Tierra Hall.
Y la casa en donde fue encontrada estaba nomás a 2 millas de Jordan High School, which was, you know, again, Tierra's high school. And so when, you know, police connect the dots, like, oh, this is Tierra and she attended Jordan High School, they start immediately looking into the surveillance cameras. The story of what happened to Tierra quickly starts to unravel.
While they were looking at the videos, miraron a Tierra hablar con un muchacho. Y los dos se ven hablando bien, it's casual and everything like that, until the police notices that he snatched something from her hands in a very rude manner.
And it's kind of unclear to see what exactly it is that he snatched from the videos, but police believe that this was her cell phone. And they, you know, kind of confirm that because her phone was nowhere to be found on the scene where her body was found. And so eventually, you know, they were able to identify the guy that Tierra was seen with. And this was the first and only lead that they got.
It turns out that this person was Kelton Fox. And this person happens to be Tierra's ex-boyfriend. And the relationship was mostly on and off. Hasta el diciembre del año 2014, cuando Tierra decidió terminar la relación and decided to stop doing that on and off thing and just really just end it.
Mm-hmm.
And her reason was because Kelton was a bit too clingy.
And honestly, I mean, like, my personal opinion, like, if you're in high school and if you're in a relationship and more days and so you are stressing because of that relationship, let it go.
Yeah.
Like, you are too young. Life is, I don't know, like you have so much life por delante. You do not need to stress yourself out about that. Like, I promise you.
Yeah. I
there's so much more to life.
I agree.
You know? Anyway, sorry. That's just like my little cup of tea. And so, yeah. So Tierra and Kelton ya llevaban tiempo que se habían dejado. So en el día que desapareció Tierra, como dijimos, you know, she was seen talking to him. And, you know, it wasn't like they were fighting or anything. But after a few conversations in the hallway, los dos se ven saliendo de la escuela.
Y esto sucedió como a las 12:40 del mediodía. And about an hour later, Kelton is seen returning to the school campus. But this time, he was alone.
Tierra no se ve que regresó con él, ni tampoco hay video que demuestra, you know, Tierra coming back alone either. Y when Kelton comes back in, he goes straight to the bathroom.
And of course, investigators are watching all this unravel through this security video. And so when they start investigating, they go straight to the bathroom that Kelton went into. And they want to know if he left anything in there, something that they can look at, something that can help them push the case forward. And so when they go, what they find is blood there.
And it turns out that the little splashes of blood that they found era la sangre de Tierra. And that was enough evidence for investigators to get a search warrant for Kelton's house.
Y cuando van los investigadores, the evidence against Kelton starts to pile up, right? I mean, they have the security video and then they have these like splashes of blood. It's just not looking okay for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to that, también encontraron un par de tenis that had blood on them. Y ellos creen que esos son los tenis que él tenía puesto el día que Tierra fue asesinada.
And that was confirmed when the blood did come back as a match for Tierra's blood. But along with that, también encontraron una libreta with the phrase, Keen K, the savage, end quote. And that was the exact same phrase that was written in the scene where Tierra was found, which was the abandoned house behind the high school.
And not only that, but in the notebook, they also found that he had written down that he believed Tierra cheated on him and how he couldn't take that. And along with that, they also found some very dark things, like, and I quote, killing is my hobby, end quote.
Yeah, and I feel like to write something like that, like, killing is my hobby, even, I don't know, it's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so after seeing all of this evidence, Kelton was arrested while he was in school. Y cuando le preguntan que si él sabe por qué, you know, he's being arrested, él responde y dice, and we quote, because one of my friends is gone and they need to find out who did it, end quote. But like super just
casual,
nonchalant about it.
Not surprised. I don't know. And Kelton always denied being involved in Tierra's murder. Y él dice que el día que ella desapareció, él nunca se salió de la escuela.
And obviously that was a lie that he didn't leave school because like we saw the videos, right? Where he literally is walking out of the school. And then cuando él regresa, like a few minutes later, you know, he goes into the bathroom, whatever, gets situated. Y después va a la oficina y le habla a la mamá y le dice que si lo puede recoger temprano, que porque no se sentía bien. And so he actually ends up leaving school early.
So, you know, obviously, you know, this is Kelton's excuse that he was not feeling well and he wanted his mom to pick him up. But, you know, he's saying that he never left school. So that's not adding up, right? Entonces, como dijo Yahaira, era obvio that, you know, he is involved in this case and investigators had multiple pieces of evidence against him from the video and then the name, right? The, mm-hmm. and I quote, Keen K the Savage, end quote, to the blood in the bathroom, the shoes, and the notebook that they found with these notes that are very dark. Like all these things are, you know, piling up against him.
Mm-hmm. Y también, pues, él tenía un motivo para matar a Tierra, right? Like if they were going out and if things didn't end well and if he was a jealous person, like that is more than a motive. Y entonces, el 14 de junio del 2018, Kelton pled guilty to second-degree murder y fue sentenciado to 12 to 15 years in prison. And trust us, we were just as shocked to hear his sentence. Like when I said, like, oh yeah, he was found guilty, I was like, yes. But then when I read the 12 to 15 years, I was like, are you serious? Like he just like brutally murdered his ex-girlfriend and he's only getting 12 to 15 years. I don't know. To me personally, se me hace muy poquito la sentencia. Like no se me hace justa, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he took someone's life and it was in a very brutal way. Mm-hmm. So to get only 12 to 15 years in prison, I don't know. It's just not enough for me. I feel like merecía una sentencia más larga.
Yeah. And just also the fact like of how he murdered her. Like he stabbed her 14 times. Like he lured her outside of the school. It's a lot for just 12 to 15 years. I feel like el momento que él le arrebató su teléfono, su celular, clearly he had a plan, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, clearly he had a plan, but police were not able to prove that the murder was premeditated. Pero sí creen que Kelton le quitó el celular a Tierra to lure her away from school y para que ella lo siguiera to this abandoned house. But, I mean, as I'm saying this and as everyone is hearing this, like, how does that not sound premeditated? Well, I mean, I guess now that I'm thinking about it more, maybe he just wanted to lure her for...
For what?
For whatever reason, right? I don't know, right?
I mean...
But I don't know, like, you have a knife. Why do you have a knife?
Yeah. And it's like you lure her into this abandoned house.
That you already know is abandoned.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I mean? Like, I guess I see the argument.
Yeah.
Because you can probably maybe, quote unquote, lure someone for what, you know, like
mm-hmm.
to scare them. But you didn't intend for it to go that way. But still, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it could be argued both ways.
Yeah.
But to me, like, that's premeditated.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the moment que él arrebató su celular, I feel like he had a plan. Like,
mm-hmm.
he led her there for a reason. But I mean, yes, true. We technically don't know the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a knife.
Yeah.
He did come back to school as if nothing happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like kind of went about his day. I don't know. I feel like he knew what he was doing. And I feel like Tierra deserved better. And it is truly heartbreaking que ella era tan joven y ya perdió su vida. Like that was it, you know?
Yeah. And I guess going back to what we were saying in the beginning of the episode, how she moved states, right? Mm-hmm. To start over. I mean, we don't know the reasons, right? Why her family chose to move states, but she used this to start over, to mm-hmm. make new friends. Like she made it an easy transition. And then to fast forward to 3 years and be murdered that way is just yeah. very sad. And you don't expect those things, you know? But yeah, that is what we have for this week's episode on Tierra Hall. And we encourage everyone to share these stories because these are important, you know, to be told mm-hmm. and so that we don't forget people like Tierra Hall.
And then also, like, maybe let us know, what do y'all think about the sentence that mm-hmm. he got? Was yeah. it fair?
Yeah, let us know if you think it's fair. And yeah, that is all that we have for this week's episode. And now we have over 150 episodes that crazy. You can listen to. Yeah. Make sure to follow us on social media. We are on Cuento Crimen Podcast and then Cuento Crimen Pod on Twitter, I think. But if you search up Cuento Crimen, it'll pop up. Yeah. So go follow us. We currently have a giveaway going on and ends tomorrow. Like, if you're listening to this episode on Wednesday, the day that it's released, then the giveaway ends tomorrow.
So you still have some time to
join. Yeah, on Instagram. A giveaway exclusive to Instagram.
Yeah. Which is our Instagram page, just at Cuento Crimen Podcast. Mm-hmm. So you can go find us there. And while you're there, share Tiara's case. And like Steph said, que no se nos olviden estos casos. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.